Hi, Judy.
Hi. Hey, I've got kind of a dumb question here. At least, I guess maybe it's dumb. For the past, I don't know, maybe 8 years or so, my toenails have been extremely shiny, like I have nail polish on them.
Huh.
And I've talked to my doctor about it, and she doesn't really know what's going on, and either does my dermatologist. They said that maybe when the cuticles grow out, it'll grow out not shiny, but I've lost a nail twice on one toe, and it comes back just as shiny. And in my naturopathic book, it says something about shiny nails could be some kind of a thyroid issue or something.
You know, ma'am, this is the first time I've heard about shiny nails.
Well, no, it really does. It looks.
I believe you.
Put a clear nail polish on it, but I don't.
Do you happen to have ridges in your nails, ma'am?
I do have some ridges in my fingernails.
But not my toenails.
But they're not shiny like my toe. Well, it's not just my little toe, my big toenail. Sometimes my other toes have the shiny stuff, too. But the big toenails are really, really shiny.
But no ridges in the toenails, just the fingernails?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. And I asked that question because a really smart natural medicine doctor 30, 40 years ago told us, you see those ridges, that person's got one or more mineral deficiencies, but your toenails are not showing that.
No, not really. They seem to be very smooth and very shiny.
You better watch out, ma'am. You're going to put all the toenail polishers out of business.
Well, if my fingernails were like that, it'd be great.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you on that one, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So I just kind of keep wondering. All right.
Yeah, you could always work with your naturopathic doctor just to find out if it is a thyroid problem, but again, I don't have any experience with it.
Okay. Can I ask one other question?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, in the last 2 to 3 years, I've shrunk from 5'6" to 5'4¼".
Oops! Excuse me, you're how old this year, ma'am?
How old am I?
This year.
Oh, this year I'm going to be 70. Well, I just turned 70.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and then every time I add calcium to my diet, I seem to gain 4 or 5 pounds.
Well, ma'am, it's much more complex than just calcium to try to stop that shrinking. I'd suggest, and yes, I did formulate it on purpose, you look at a supplement called Osteomins, which basically means bone minerals, but it has vitamins in it too. That's one that has actually helped many women, and I'm not kidding, many, to stop their osteoporosis and to reverse it. Some women have reversed it altogether. It took them 5 or 6 years, and it was a lady engineer who led that pack and brought in copies of her report from every scan she'd had on her bones until she got normal in 5 years. But at the very least, it really, really retards osteoporosis. And if you've lost height, and the reason I asked you age is that is so, so common among those of us who are over 60, we start losing height, then all that means is that the bones are getting weaker, they're getting less dense, and things are collapsing. So either look at Osteomins or some similar product, ma'am. Osteomins was formulated in a way that makes it highly absorbable. That's why people have to swallow more capsules of that than the average, because all the minerals are presented as the citrate form, calcium citrate, etc., etc. And the citrate form needs a heck of a lot less stomach acid to get it digested and absorbed into the body. And you've heard me carry on before about all of us over 60 have better than a 50-50 chance of having low stomach acid. So anyway, that's another advantage, not just that it has all the nutrients, but it also makes them more absorbable.
Osteomins, and can I just get a hold of that at a naturopathic store? Or?
If you can't find it at one of the natural food stores, check with the Homa dispensary. They have it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, ma'am.
All right, bye.